T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It just feels like a special one. I'm not even going to lie. This is going to be a special 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. It is the 5 o'clock Friday edition of the Funky Buddha happy hour. The song is jamming. Dan Day is in his side of the studio jamming out. Router jamming out. Solana jamming out. Marco jamming out. Hey. Someone else is back there with you, but I can't see because of the glare.
Duarte. Zach Duarte.
Zach Duarte jamming out.
Big man dance.
Woo. And this is 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday, and this is going to be a wildly special edition because the cue to call could happen at any point. Mm-hmm. And then you might be the final registrant for 2 tickets to the big game. The big game! The big game! Who wouldn't want those?
I don't know.
So hopefully, we've done this for a couple weeks. We gave you a clue today in the 3 o'clock hour. We gave you a clue in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to do this fairly early today. You'll hear the cue to call. All the lines are blocked right now. If you're the first caller after the cue to call plays, if you're the first caller with the correct answer, you'll automatically get $50 at Jersey Mike's. But then your name will go in the hopper and we will draw the winner for the 2 tickets in this hour.
Whoa.
Someone in this hour will find out that they've got 2 tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi. If you need 2 tickets to the big game, Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's have some to give away. Keep listening here for your chance to win, courtesy of Pepsi. You have no idea when the cue to call will play, but when it does, that is your opportunity to be the final person to get your name in the hopper. And sometime in the next 58 minutes, when we actually draw the winner, someone will find out that they won 2 tickets to the big game. It's an unbelievable prize.
Great. My goodness, we watch out for y'all.
Woo.
Uh-oh.
What?
What?
Going the song!
Okay,
the song, there's Jay Figg!
Party crank back up!
Jay Figg's in the studio! What a 5 o'clock party going on here on a Friday. Dan Day, Jay Figg, they're both going to be at our big game watch party at Dave & Buster's. They may do this dance.
Oh, we'll crank it up.
Solana right now is working on taking phone calls to find the final registrant for 2 tickets to the big game. I am wildly excited about this.
I am too.
And it doesn't have anything to do, like, we don't get anything. We don't even get Jersey Mike's.
We don't?
I don't think we get anything. But I am wildly excited about this.
I'm nagging my way into it, son. Hey, brother. You got an extra gift card?
You like what we did last couple of weeks, brother?
What a finagle my way.
Brother Jersey Mike.
Watch me.
All right. So every line is lit up. Solana is trying to
get the first caller with the correct answer. Now, when that happens, he will take the caller's information. We will immediately give it to the promotions department. I see Sandy was walking around from the promotions department. We will immediately give it to her. She will put it with the other names that have been registered over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And in the, what do we do? In the final segment, because we got to do 15 minutes of heat this hour as well. So in the final segment of today's show, we will announce on the air who the winner is. And you don't even need to be listening to win. If you're registered and you're not listening, we will certainly let you know that you've got two tickets to the big game. Solana, I know you're talking to callers back there, but do we have Dan Day's end of week montage? Dan Day, who runs our affiliate division, he goes in the lab and he puts together a montage of everything that you may have missed during the week, and then we play it back on Fridays in the 5 o'clock segment here. So here is Dan Day's look back at the week that was on Hochman and Crowder.
Hochman highlights.
Highlight.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show.
Brought to you in Miami.
Hi. Yeehaw!
We all right? September. We all right?
Highlight.
I mean, that's embarrassing that you guys don't know Billy Ocean.
Come on. Man.
Get out of my dreams. Get into my car.
You heard of Robert E. Lee?
Yeehaw!
You come on, bum, play football. You want to come here? LSU. Ooh, ooh, daddy, daddy.
There's a highlight.
Yeehaw!
You realize who you're describing as fat, heavy diabetes. You're talking about one of the premier athletes in the NBA.
He's going to lose that foot.
No, he's not. Know your mama. Where mama at? I know your mama. You're going to play some football.
He going to lose that foot.
Where mama at?
Yee-haw!
Go Tigers. Go Canes. We're coming. We're coming. And we ain't backing down. We're cracking like a back. Come on.
Crack-a-lack-a-backpack. Dan Day, you outdid yourself once again. I love the video game dying sound at the end. It's a different video game every weekly montage. Dan Day outdid himself again. Now, somebody, this is important. I want to point this out. Somebody texted in. People are calling before the cue to call sounds because it's busy from the get-go. Ridiculous. I'm telling you, the reason that it's busy is because all the lines are blocked. We have a radio telephone system in here. There's legitimately a button on the phone bank that says block all. I block all the lines. So when you're getting the busy signal before it airs, you're getting a busy signal because we have all the lines blocked. We do not unblock the lines until after the cue to call has played. So, Solana, have we gotten the final registrant for the two tickets to for the big game?
Ian from North Miami Beach.
Okay, so his name goes into the hopper with all the other names.
It's in the hopper.
Okay, and in the last segment today, we will pick the winner and announce it on the air. And again, you don't have to be listening to win, but if you did get registered over the last couple of weeks on the morning show or our show, you have a pretty decent chance, odds-wise, of having your name called. So you're less than an hour away from finding out. Let's get headlines here with our own. He has been working hard this segment. Our own Alejandro Solana has got the headlines.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight, the Miami Heat host Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers, 8 p.m., that game can be heard on 790 The Ticket.
You know, we were talking earlier about when I was growing up, there was rotary phones and VHS and Beta. Yeah. And I mean, it was just a different world. The Los Angeles Clippers, when I was growing up, were the San Diego Clippers.
Really?
Yeah. Anybody remember that? San Diego Clippers? No.
Were trains powered by steam?
I think it's possible. It's possible.
With their combustible engines.
Let me see when the San Diego Clippers ended.
1974.
So I was 5 years old.
I made that up. I'm not sure.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Let me look here. Because I'm almost positive it was the San Diego Clippers. I'm not making that up, am I?
It's crazy that you embrace all this new age stuff with knowing you came from that.
That was till 1984. San Diego Clippers. The Clippers were San Diego Clippers till 1984.
I didn't know that.
I was in high school. They were the San Diego Clippers.
Getting no action.
What else you got in the headlines there, Solana?
Canes hoops will be in action tomorrow. They're looking to rebound after a bad loss earlier in the week. They're in Chapel Hill tomorrow to take on the Tar Heels. That's at 12 noon on 560 The Joe.
Knowing you now, I can't even think about you in high school.
Oh, man, I was...
Boy, you used to get under people's skin so bad.
I mean, I was me on steroids because I was young and dumb and invincible.
I know you had... I was just playing, I'm just playing. I know you had to do that a lot. I knew you got under people's skin.
I'm just playing. Joke. It's a joke. Anything else, Solana?
Mel Kiper's first 2020 mock draft was released earlier today.
Man, Kiper.
Tua Tagovailoa was taken fifth
in his mock
draft.
I will pay you to stop talking about Mel Kiper. I will pay you money annually if you never bring this man's
name. Still don't like him, huh?
Every time he puts out a mock draft, we're going to hear about it right here on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Wow.
What if I put out a mock draft? It means just as much as his.
I mean, if you went back and looked at it, I don't know how right, 2%. You know, like, is it 2%?
There was something last year we talked about it. They went all the way back. He hits on like 2%.
Like a glass of milk, 2%.
Yes.
All right. Anything else in the headline, Solandria?
Yeah, guys, finally, today's National Peanut Butter Day.
Oh, is that so? All right, go ahead. Give everybody your awful take.
Peanut butter sandwiches, just PB sandwiches, are better than PB&J sandwiches.
That's silly.
It's crazy.
And
I will tell you, I used to eat peanut butter sandwiches because I didn't like jelly when I was younger. So I used to eat peanut butter sandwiches. I don't know how I ate them. Now, when you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's not a good sandwich unless there's jelly on it.
And it's a choke sandwich.
Right.
Did you ever die?
Yeah, I mean, it's like playing one of those games where they dare you.
Yes.
PB&J, the most overrated food ever.
That's crazy. It's high in protein. It's very inexpensive.
Well,
like it's,
peanut butter sandwiches are high in protein without the fat.
Also, you called
without
it
the sugar.
Also, you called it a PB sandwich.
PB.
I think it's only a PB&J. I don't think you can like. There's no PB. It's either a peanut butter sandwich or a PB&J.
If it's a PB&J and you take out the J, it's a PB.
I got you. No, if it's a PB&J, you take out the J, it's a PB. I mean, it's a peanut butter sandwich. Damn it. Damn it.
Let's go. Got him.
Well, now I'm going to read you some of the DMs I got on Solana's outfit today. Because I screwed that up.
What about peanut butter and honey?
I posted. Somebody just texted that in. Peanut butter and honey sandwiches.
You never had those?
Mm-mm.
PBH.
I guess it does the same thing that jelly does. A little bit of sweetness.
A little less
choke. A little moisture.
Yeah.
Huh. Actually sounds good. I posted video of Solana. Again, I am 50, so I don't know what's cool. I don't know what looks good. But he's going to the Heat game tonight. Heat San Diego Clippers. So he's going to the Heat game tonight. And I think his pants, because they're up to his calves, and he's got no socks on. And, mm-hmm. and I don't know. It's just like for me. So here are some of the responses I've gotten on Instagram. These are only obviously DM'd to me. Solana, sat your ass down with those tight pants.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can't.
Nah, showing his little man off.
WTF. We all know what that means. Mm-hmm. Where are the rest of his pants?
Salvation Army.
Pants are way too short, looking like capris. Now, this one just came in. Fresh AF.
Boom.
That kid, Heck.
D-A-T.
Is that Hector?
That's Hector.
That's
Hialeah.
Hector. Hialeah Hector.
My God.
Yeah, I've seen him dressed, too.
Jay Fig just DM'd me. That's mad gross.
And you know what? And Jay Fig is a woman in your...
DJ Figgy Fresh in the mix. DJ Figgy Fresh on the track.
He can,
DJ Figgy Fresh on the
He can shut you up at any time
DJ
because
Figgy
he's
Fresh
got all
in
that.
The 305. Yeah. DJ Figgy Fresh on the ones
all
and
right,
twos.
She gets the idea.
But Solana, just
She's
just
sitting
listen,
down in
though.
Shame.
She's a woman in your age range, and she's telling you that you're embarrassing yourself.
Nah, but she likes the pants. I know she does.
But she's
just...
saying, like, you're looking at her, say no. And
I know
you're
she
saying
does.
Yes.
I know she does.
But come in here real quick. Figgy, come in here real quick. Or use that microphone over there. Real quick. Be 100% honest, Jay Fig. The outfit that Solana is rocking today, the tight black shirt and the capri pants and the no socks or whatever, your honest appraisal.
I hate it.
She hates it.
Hates it.
Now, if you saw a guy like that, dressed like that, and he walks up to you at a bar in Wynwood, would it be acceptable then?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So not even in that setting does it work for her.
That's just ridiculous. I don't believe her.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, did you say San Diego Clippers? Yes, but you had to be listening earlier in the segment to understand my reference there. All right. You can see the video. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. But again, I defer to Solana on this.
You shouldn't.
He's younger and cooler. Like, I don't like.
Why do you think that? I know it.
No. He could be, but he's younger and cooler. And so I defer to him. I was just curious what other people thought about the outfit because I looked at it and I was like, I don't see this being a basketball game outfit.
Our cargo shorts. 10 times cooler than those
shorts.
Stop it.
I don't know. That's the thing.
Man, we can carry items. We can carry all kind of items.
I've told you guys a million times, I refuse to take fashion criticism from guys that wear cargo pants.
You can't even carry any items. That's fair. I'm telling you. I just don't get it. A lot of things have passed me by. That has passed me by.
You're approaching this wrong. You're trusting him.
You can't carry any items. What do you think I have a fanny pack here for?
You have any weather or anything? Are we done?
Yeah, quickly, the weather right now is cloudy. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Excellent weather report right there. 15 minutes of heat with Ira Winderman is coming next. Should I broach Zion Williamson with him again, or are we done with that? We've done a pretty good show without really getting into it again.
And you waited. I'm not going to let you bait me up.
Lots going on at the Cheetah. Tomorrow, get your poker face ready. Tomorrow, the Rodriguez Charity's 5th Annual Charity Poker Tournament at Seminole Coconut Creek Casino. It's sponsored by Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. You'll enjoy a no-limit Texas Hold'em tournament. It's $150 per player. Includes a complimentary lunch buffet at Fresh Harvest and a free gift bag. First place is $5,000, second place $2,000, third place $1,000. I wonder if Ira would rock the capri pants at Ira's even a little bit older than me, but he's very young and hip at heart. Hey, you can register for the poker tournament at any Cheetah club right now, or you can get info at funpokerday.com, funpokerday.com. Now, in the biz, guests, enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays at the Cheetah Clubs. The place for in the biz workers is the Cheetah. And then I always remind you, got to make Cheetah your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They got happy hour till 6, so much more. If you want more info, check out their website. It's Cheetah, SOFL.com. We're doing 15 minutes of heat with Ira Winderman next on Hockman and Crowder. Singing to you, Ira.
Ah, baby.
Let's get it on.
Singing to Ira.
Singing to Ira. 15 minutes of heat. We do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time. Heat hosts the Clippers tonight, 8 o'clock. Heat are 20-1 at home. I am not misspeaking. And lots was being said last night, the TNT guys, about Jimmy Butler not being an all-star starter. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. And Ira, are you ready to get it on?
You know what? It sounds like you're negotiating with me yesterday when you wanted me to move up my appearance by a date so you could have your Friday date with Cornbread Maxwell. And so for people who don't know how the stew is made on the show, so Hockle texts me, can you move it up? And he said, I can't. I have practice. He goes, what about this time? And I'm like, well, that's when Spoelstra was going to talk. Well, what about this time? And he said, that's when players are coming out. And he goes, what about this time? And I said, I don't know when I'm done. Twice I tried to stop interviews. Eric Spoelstra, can you hold up for 20 minutes? I got to talk to Hawk. And he shot me a look. Once I went to UD, same thing. And UD, of course, as Channing would expect, said, Hawk who?
Right.
So instead,
and then
I
beat
am
your
back
ass.
On it as usual.
I want to pull back the curtain now. As long as Ira has told you a half-truth, I want to pull back the curtain. Cornbread Maxwell, his number is retired by the Boston Celtics. It's a pretty legendary basketball organization. Cornbread Maxwell has an NBA MVP in his closet somewhere. He's got two rings on his fingers. Cornbread Maxwell is a superstar in the game of basketball.
I haven't been reading as Cornbread for 15 years.
Valid point.
Thank you, my friend.
Cornbread Maxwell could not be more cooperative when it comes to, sure, no problem. Ira gave me a diva response yesterday when I said, how about this time? How about that time? His response was, how about on Friday when I plan for it? And then that was the end of that, and I said, okay, Ira has laid down the law, and now I tweet at him. I no longer use the handle Ira Heat Beat. I use Ira Diva Beat because he's a diva.
But the difference is, after reading that and being stressed out, I just pulled out a nice scotch as opposed to a fruity drink inside a coconut. So again, it depends which kind of guest you are on.
Cornbread Maxwell, though. Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us on Monday. I was telling them earlier in the show because they will face, the Celtics will face the Pelicans on Sunday, so he will have seen Zion, and then obviously the Celtics will be in town Tuesday, so he's going to join us on Monday. In your estimation, Ira, was Jimmy Butler wronged by not being named an All-Star starter?
You can't be wronged in a cockamamie system where the fans can vote for their favorite players, including Taco Fall, where the players can vote for themselves, and everyone apparently did. So when you have that kind of sort of, you know, thing about just who's the popularity contest, you accept it, that if they're going to go with Embiid and go with Giannis and go with Pascal Siakam because of their national origins, because of the countries they're in, you just deal with it. The only All-Star snubs are next week. If the conference coaches who are selecting seven reserves in each conference don't select a player, then they can talk about being snubbed. I can guarantee you right now that at this time next week, we'll be talking about Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo being selected by the coaches for this reason. They do everything that coaches preach. Share the ball. Play as a two-way player. Celebrate a teammate's success. For any coach to leave either of those players off their ballot in light of the Heat success would go against everything those coaches preach in the first place. So, no, it's not a snub. They're going to get in the All-Star game. They're going to be drafted by Giannis and LeBron, and they're going to be there in Chicago on February 16th.
But I'm looking at the voting results now, and I'm with you. They're flawed, but should they, if it was a better system, be over Giannis, Joel Embiid, or Pascal Siakam? Because Jimmy's fourth behind them in the front court. Should Jimmy be over Pascal Siakam or Joel Embiid?
If the system wasn't flawed.
Yeah, if the system wasn't flawed, he'd be a top three. But here's more where the system is flawed. And it's funny, NBA players pointed this out on Twitter, including Rudy Gobert. Why is Jimmy Butler limited as a front court player? In other words, a better argument for you guys might be, well, Kemba Walker and Trae Young were the guards in the East. Jimmy plays as much guard as he does small forward. I mean, the Heat, number one, played positionalist. Eric Spoelstra always tells us that. That's where the NBA is going. And guys, there couldn't be two more similar positions in the NBA than small forward and shooting guard. Half the time, you can't tell who's who anyway. So my two thoughts are this. You should select the 10 All-Star starters regardless of position. It's an All-Star game, number one. Number two, when LeBron and Giannis draft their team, there's a chance one of them is going to draft five forwards anyway, five front court players, because they have the right to do that. Number one, I would get rid of positions. Number two, guys, I get rid of conferences. There is no Eastern Conference All-Star team. There is no Western Conference All-Star team. So how about just picking the 10 best players as starters? The next best players, 24 in total, are All-Stars regardless of conference, regardless of position. That would be the fairest approach, even beyond the voting irregularities.
Ira Winderman is with us. Do you take what happened, another game where they have a large lead and then it ends up going to overtime, but then they end up winning? Do you take that as a positive or a negative?
I take that as this is the three-pointer world we are living in, where everything is a multiple of three. So when I look at the scoreboard and I see a difference of 15 or 18 or 21, I go, okay, that's five, six, or seven shots. That's just the NBA today. It's easy to make up ground that way because of the scoring system. So I think that's just more typical. I think that happens to every team. What I took out of that game and what I took out of the Sacramento game was finding a way. The good teams in the end find a way. And when you look at the standings, there's no asterisk. Oh, they blew a 21-point lead in this game. Instead, the only thing is it shows another win. So my takeaway is the Heat this year have been finding a way to win games that in previous seasons they weren't able to. That, to me, speaks to the fortitude of the roster.
And I'm with you. 8-0 in overtime. I was looking at a stat where the 2000 Sacramento Kings, they were 9-4 in overtime, and that's the record of overtime wins. Nine overtime wins. But after those overtime wins, when I watch Spo and the guys talk, it doesn't seem like they take pride in, like, they don't brag about overtime wins as happy as we get for them.
No, and they know that. First of all, the NBA record for consecutive overtime wins is 9. So if the Heat win their next one, they will set the record. They will rather break the record of 8 right now, so you have that. But they also know how fine the line is. Think about this, guys. In 8 games, if the other team scored one more point, they would have won the game. So if 8-0, and I'm not saying it would be, but with 0-8 instead, we would be lamenting the 23-21 Heat right now. That's how fine a line it is with this team. That's why when you guys ask me every week, are they a contender? Could they win the East? Could they win the NBA? They are walking such a tightrope right now that I'd like to see it be a little more easier, a little bit more confident for them. That's why they don't brag on the overtime. They don't need to go through that. That's 5 extra minutes of grueling basketball I'm sure they would prefer to be able to avoid.
And Ira, the hockey style line change that Spo did last week, last game?
That was funny.
Is that effective, though? These are NBA players. That's effective in the NBA to do a line change like that?
It's effective to make a point. Apparently, under NBA rules, Spo was not allowed to raise his middle finger to all 5 starters, so we had to sub in 5 players instead. That's the equivalent. That's the you guys get the heck out of here approach. I think the moment is when they look to the sideline and they see 5 guys going there, that's the ultimate statement you can make. And they've had their awkward moments. It's an awkward starting lineup with Myers, Leonard, and some of the combinations, but that's the ultimate statement. Most coaches don't want to do that. They don't want to make it so obvious and so apparent and so embarrassing to the players. I think Spoelstra had to. I like that. I like that he has the clout to do that. That ain't no one running to Pat Riley or Mickey Arison and complaining about being embarrassed or humiliated because they won't tolerate any of that. That shows how sure Eric Spoelstra is in them himself and how much confidence he gets from others around him in the front office and in ownership that he can do that without having to be concerned about consequences or appearances.
All right, I don't know if you heard me and Crowder the last 2 days, but we have argued harder and more ferociously.
How could I not? It was 3 of every 4 hours.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was 2 terrible days of radio. We have been reprimanded. Everyone from Entercom is in town for the Super Bowl. We certainly will end up paying for this with our next contract.
Don't kid yourself. Len offered me a 2-year deal for the afternoon spot. So I knew something was going on.
Yeah, you should jump at it. I knew something was off today when I walked in and Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler were standing around. I'm like, when you come in to do a show and it's your time to go on the air and there's 2 air personalities that are just kind of meandering about that aren't supposed to be on the air, that might be you might know you're a redneck if it reminds me of a Jeff Foxworthy
thing. That's the equivalent of Spoelstra's 5-for-5 sub out. Okay, you 2 out, you 2 in, and then apparently Dan Davis ready to move over 1 studio for Solana, so we might have had our own line change, but I digress.
Well, as you know, Crowder and I, we have ferociously yelled at each other the last couple of days, and we're not doing it today, and it's all water under the bridge and it's over. I've even thrown some bait in the water and nothing. I can't get a nibble today. So I will just ask you, what do you think Zion Williamson will be in his NBA career? Because Crowder and I have different opinions.
I think you both have points. I think Channing is right with this, that he cannot, Zion Williamson cannot be an enduring star with that body. He can't. They need to get a healthy summer with him in a gym to re-sculpt him so he can endure for 3, 5, 10, 15 years, just like LeBron. Look at LeBron's body when he came in and how much he changed that also. You don't want Zion Williamson to be that Corliss Williamson kind of body that's just a big body and he does things with it. But he's very skilled and he's very talented. And now the key is to re-sculpt that body, to keep that body healthy. Almost remember with Dwayne Wade, with the way he kept falling and they kept doing their commercials of X amount of times down, X amount of times getting up. and learn how to play with what he has. I think he's an exceptional talent. I understand what Channing said is not every one, number one pick is automatically great. But there have been drafts along the way. The Shaquille draft, the LeBron James draft, the Anthony Davis draft, where there was that one guy who was head and shoulders above everyone else. And I think this is that draft, with all due respect to what Ja Morant has done in Memphis. So, yeah, I think he's a special player. I think he has an inside game. I think he has an outside game. I don't think he has that one definitive move yet where you can say, hey, he pulled a Zion Williamson. But for God's sake, the guy's 19 or 20. He's just starting also. So, yeah, he's a special talent. He's the kind of talent that there's probably 20 teams in the NBA who would offer their best player for Zion Williamson right now. So I think that sort of sums it up.
And I very political. I think you did a very good job explaining it and picking a positive from both sides. I think there were more positives from my take, too, because he did say it was an outside game as well.
Three, two, one, two, three.
I'm not trying to bait you or whatnot. But Crowder said he's a fat boy and he has his Gatorade bottle filled with drawn butter. Now, do you think that's an overstatement?
Well, there's nothing wrong with drawn butter, which is absolutely delicious to most seafood. I'm not going to go there.
Just on seafood, I put it on my cereal.
Well, that's another story for another day. And what you do with your Cocoa Pebbles is of no concern of mine whatsoever. But I think Channing is right. I think Channing understands one thing. To resculpture a bad body is very, very difficult. So he can understand that there are plenty of guys who come in and you go, you've got to do something with that. But the NBA is a baby fat league because the NBA has babies. They have 19-year-olds who come into the league. The first thing that he did, I mean, look, they changed Duncan Robinson. They changed Kelly Olynyk. So that body will change. I think it's going to be interesting. You're going to see one of the things 5 years from now, a time lapse on Zion Williamson's body, and it's going to be a lot different, and he will be eating a lot fewer Frankfurters on the bench, and we'll all be a lot more pleased, including Mr. Crowder.
I'm moving on, Ira, because I'm not letting Hawk bait me today.
Okay.
I read something you had on your Twitter yesterday, and Dwayne Wade said Jimmy's crazy, Fitz, Pat, and Spo's crazy.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we had Dwayne on a conference call. He's going to start with Turner for their Tuesday studio next week when he played the Celtics. And he was just saying it takes a unique person to work in this system right here where they demand you be in the gym all the time, in the workout room, in the conditioning room. Some players have it and some don't. Pat demands it. Eric Spoelstra demands it. And Jimmy Butler wants it. But he wants it under these terms. He felt, I believe, he didn't get it in Chicago or Minnesota and Philadelphia. He wants everyone else in there doing it also. And that's what you see about the Heat. You look at social media. They're in on off days. When the Heat are not practicing, they're in early in the morning. They're in late at night. So there is a certain kind of crazy. And you know what, Channing? There have been plenty of players who've come through here who've said, this ain't for me. This is not for me. I don't need to put up with this BS. And they moved on. So I think that's what he meant by that kind of crazy. And the Heat always say it. Spo always says that. You have to be unique in this system to want to be here. Jimmy is. Jimmy got a lot of Heat crazy in him.
And what you just said, is that somewhat explaining what's going on with Deion as well?
Yeah, and again, that's somewhat what's going on with Pat Riley and to a lesser degree James Johnson also. You've got to read that in the player. You've got to say, okay, he showed me 6 months of Heat crazy, 2016, 2017, when both players were great at the end of that 30-11 finish. But you have to be able to project that out. But will they stay with it? Are they just looking for the contract? Do they have that mental ability to stay with it? And I think Pat Riley, because of that mistake, is going to be very careful now. That's why he likes veterans. He likes to know who you are and what you've been and have a better idea whether you could fit in or not. Those have been two mistakes by Pat. I don't know what's going on with Deion. Every game I sit there, he never comes out for warm-ups. He never joins his teammates on the court until after the anthem when he walks out. So that disconnect is real and probably not solvable.
Ira Winderman, no disconnect here. I think Ira has done a mitzvah by kind of bringing everyone together. Very rabbinical of you, Ira.
I was afraid you were going to say it's a Shanda. Happy weekend, fellas, and Shabbat Shalom.
See you, Ira. Shabbat Shalom to you as well. You want to throw one of those in there?
Shalat Shalom.
Shalat Shalom, everyone. Shalat Shalom. Shallots. Shallots and Shalom. Scallops. Can I get the scallops? Speaking of drawn butter. Can I get scallops and Shalom? There you go. That is your 15 minutes of Heat. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel there. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And this is extra happy today.
Somebody's about to be super happy.
Yes. So during the commercial break, our friend Juan, who is the local franchisee for Jersey Mike's in this area, he has delivered us some Jersey Mike's subs.
Boxes.
And cookies as well. I'm sitting here. I've got one of the turkey subs right here in a wrapper. I'm eating it as we do the show. And we've got a studio filled with people. In fact, I did post some video. It's Radio Mark Hochman on Instagram, and we'll repost it on the 560 and 790 Instagram feeds. And you can see all the fun and revelry that has transpired in the studio because of Jersey Mike's and the excitement over what we're about to do. Because even Sandy from promotions is here, and yes. Because we want to make this official. So for the last couple of weeks, if you've been listening to this show, you know that we have every day given you a clue in the 3 o'clock hour, a big game clue. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we've given you another clue. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we have played a cue to call in. And anyone that called in, the first caller each day who had the correct answer from the clues to figure out which big game we were talking about, whoever was the first caller with the correct answer, immediately got a $50 gift card for Jersey Mike's.
Oh.
And then had their name put in our database. We have a whole database system here for winners. Had the name put in the database. And now what we are going to do. So out of all the people that were registered the last couple of weeks, which I don't think was that many. How many? 30. So there are 30. So you have a 1 in 30 chance of winning two tickets to the big game here if you were one of the registrants. And again, if you need two tickets to the big game, Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's have some to give away. And now it is time to give away. Is everybody in here ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of people in here, including Jersey Mike's. I mean, this is a big deal.
Big time,
so
man.
Now, Sandy, we've opened up a portal here that we've never had open before. This is much like Avengers. So now, Sandy, you are going to do what? You're going to hit a button, and
definitely,
it's going to randomly pick a winner.
Randomly select a winner.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You have a drum roll there, Solana. It crashed. I'm sorry. No. I'm teasing. So the winner is from the great city of, drumroll. Trying to draw it out a little bit. From the great city of Weston, Florida.
Uh-oh.
Michael Slater.
Hey!
So there you go. In all honesty, and I've been doing radio a long time, someone just won two tickets to the big game listening to the Hochman and Crowder show. Thank you to our friends at Jersey Mike's who made this all possible. And now we will all go eat celebratory food from Jersey Mike's.
Hell with that diet.
Hell with the diet. So congratulations, Michael Slater in Weston. You are going to the big game courtesy of Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's. That was as impressive a prize as I have ever given away in a 30-year radio career.
Yes.
That is as impressive as it gets, so there you go. Can we quickly do the week in review that Dan Day put together? Dan Day, one of our producers here, obviously. You know him. He runs the affiliate division right across the way through the window. He puts together at the end of every week a little look back on the week that was of Hochman and Crowder. Here is this week's look back.
Hochman highlights.
Highlight.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show.
Brought to you in Miami.
Hi! Yee-haw!
We all right? September, we all right?
Highlight.
I mean, that's embarrassing that you guys don't know Billy Ocean.
Come on.
Come on.
Man.
get out of my dreams, get into my car.
You heard of Robert E. Lee?
Yeehaw!
You come on, bum, play football. You want to come here? LSU. Woop, woop, daddy, daddy.
There's a highlight.
Yeehaw!
You realize who you're describing as fat, heavy diabetes. You're talking about one of the premier athletes in the NBA.
He gonna lose that foot.
Know your mama, where mama at? I know your mama, you're gonna play some football.
He gonna lose that foot.
Where mama at?
Yee-haw!
Go Tigers! Go Canes! There's something coming. We're coming. And we ain't backing down. We're cracking like a back of that. Gumbo.
You know, last time that we played it, then we were laughing so hard at crack a lack a backpack, I didn't hear gumbo as the final word. Dan, nice job by you.
Thank you.
We have a little problem with getting him mic'd up in time.
Solana boxes him
Solana
out.
Solana boxes him out. He does.
He does.
He mic blocks him.
he is a hell of a rebounder.
What a fun show. It's been and I got to tell you, next week when we're on Radio Row is going to be wild. Ira Winderman was with us today. Omar Kelly from the Senior Bowl in Mobile. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. And you can use the radio.com app and the radio.com rewind feature if you want to go back in time and maybe hear what you missed. Next week, Radio Row from the Miami Beach Convention Center. I'm actually going tomorrow. I'm going to take my family tomorrow to the NFL Experience, which is at the Miami Beach Convention Center. And then next week, we will have a plethora of big-name guests. But I'm telling you this, because this happens a lot on Radio Row. People forget to do their show. So it's just one interview after another. We are going to do our show. We are going to argue about Zion Williamson all week long in the company of 400 other radio stations
Anybody.
From around the nation.
Marino and bring up Zion.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all we're talking about next week. Next week, it's Zion Williamson week, live from Radio Row with Achman and Crowder. So we will talk to you next week from Radio Row. That's going to be a lot of fun. So We are on the cusp of some fun times here in South Florida, man.
Y'all got to get over and holler. Eric Nunez, my homeboy at Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. If you're in the market for a new car, go see Eric. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and they're your Silverado headquarters now. So if you love pickup trucks, go check out the 2020 Silverados. You'll fall in love. And everybody knows you always pay less at Lou Back Road. Thousands less than any other dealer in the nation. You'll see other dealers in there when you go because they can't hook themselves up at their own dealership like Eric can hook you up at Lou Back Road. Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and go see Eric. Go see his award-winning team. And I always say, I'm not lying. They win awards. Service department win awards, and the showroom is immaculate. The cars are beautiful. The help is there. Just go down there. See for yourself. I guarantee you'll fall in love with Lou Backroads. You'll fall in love with these Chevys. Conveniently located on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Backroad, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right. That is going to do it for us. It was a fun Friday. And again, if you missed any of it, the radio.com app and the radio.com rewind feature. Wow. So what's coming up on 790 The Ticket? You've got Zach Duarte coming up at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And then he will take you up until the Heat pregame show?
Up until the pregame show with Tommy Tig and Jonathan Zaslow.
And anyone with Zach, or Zach's just doing it just because an hour just by himself?
Zach's going solo for 1 hour.
All right. Zach Duarte coming up on 790 The Ticket. And then on 560 The Joe, you're going to have Dan Day with the best of 560 The Joe, correct? Okay. And then what's after that? ESPN Radio on 560?
Yes.
All right. There you go. There's your schedules. For the evening, that will do it for us. We will speak with you from Radio Row el lunes.
Shalit shalom.
God bless. Good night. Dolly.
Shalit shalom.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really to
need.
Need that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.